professional people attached to the NPS. Both men regarded telecom as a playground filled with complex toys. They worked long but erratic hours, frequently beginning in the late afternoon, quitting at dawn. They rarely showed up for group conferences and formal meetings, much to McPherson's annoyance, but they were undeniably good. Gerhard, who wore cowboy boots and dungarees and satiny shirts with pearl buttons, had gained some national attention at the age of 13 when he built a 20-foot solid-fuel rocket behind his house in Phoenix. The rocket possessed a remarkably sophisticated electronic guidance system, and Gerhard felt he could fire it into orbit. His neighbors, who could see the nose of the finished rocket sticking up above the garage in the backyard, were disturbed enough to call the police, and ultimately the Army was notified. The Army examined Gerhard's rocket and shipped it to White Sands for firing. As it happened, the second stage ignited before disengagement, and the rocket exploded 2 miles up. But by that time, Gerhard had 4 patents on his guidance mechanism and a number of scholarship offers from colleges and industrial firms. He turned them all down, let his uncle invest the patent royalties, and when he was old enough to drive, bought a Maserati. He went to work for Lockheed in Palmdale, California, but quit after a year because he was blocked from advancement by a lack of formal engineering degrees. It was also true that his colleagues resented a 17-year-old with a Maserati Ghibli and a propensity for working in the middle of the night. It was felt he had no team spirit. Then McPherson hired him to work at the Neuropsychiatric Research Unit, designing electronic components to be synergistic with the human brain. McPherson, as head of the NPS, had interviewed dozens of candidates who thought the job was a challenge or an interesting systems application context. Gerhard said he thought it would be fun and was hired immediately. Richards's background was similar. He had finished high school and gone to college for 6 months before being drafted by the Army. He was about to be sent to Vietnam when he began to suggest improvements in the Army's electronic scanning devices. The improvements worked, and Richards never got closer to combat than a laboratory in Santa Monica. When he was discharged, he also joined the NPS. The Wizard Twins. Ross smiled.
"Hi, Jan," Gerhard said. "How's it going, Jan?" Richards said.
They were both offhand. They were the only people on the staff who dared refer to McPherson as Raj. And McPherson put up with it.
"Okay," she said. "We've got our Stage 3 through Grand Rounds. I'm going to see him now." "We're just finishing a check on the computer," Gerhard said. "It looks fine."
He pointed to a table with a microscope surrounded by a tangle of electronic meters and dials.
"Where is it?"
"Under the stage."
She looked closer. A clear plastic packet, the size of a postage stamp, lay under the microscope lens. Through the plastic, she could see a dense jumble of micro-miniaturized electronic components. 40 contact points protruded from the plastic.